It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton. I hope everyone's having a very happy new year. I sure do. Last week, we talked a lot of duck hunting and hog hunting. We're going to talk about big catfish. More specifically, we're going to talk about catfish tournaments. They have become very, very popular. I've followed them closely for about the past 8 or 10 years, and it, you know, 20 years ago, you didn't hear much about catfish tournaments, but now they are very popular. One of the, in my opinion, the best tournament trail, Cabela's King Cat Tournaments, is a well-managed catfish tournament trail, and it's all over the South and Southeast states. Now, Mr. Darrell Van Bachter is the president of Cabela's King Cat Tournaments, and Darrell, we were lucky enough to catch him, and he's our guest today. Darrell, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me, Luke. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you, man. And you know what? Catfish is a topic that I not only like to talk about, I like to catch them. By golly, I like to eat them. Everything about catfish, including memories that I've had since a child, a little kid growing up in Northeast Texas, trot lining with my dad and setting set hooks on the banks of Pecan Bayou. I love catfishing and everything about it. And I'm going to tell you what, I like the tournaments that you guys put on has done a lot to promote catfishing to a whole new generation, hasn't it?
Well, it has, Luke. And, you know, we're just proud to be a part of it. And it was strictly a stroke of luck that we became involved. Cabela's actually has worked with me for over 20 years in the tournament market, but most of that was crappie tournaments. And they asked me about 12 years ago, said, Darrell, we want to be involved with a catfish series because we have a lot of customers in our customer base that we've identified that buy catfish-related products, and we're not doing anything to help them. So we want to be a part of a catfish series, and we want you to design that. And so I came back, and we sat down with our directors, and we contacted some of the catfish clubs in the country and visited with them a little bit on what we needed to do and how we needed to do it, and put together Cabela's King Cat. And it's just been a tremendous success from our standpoint as far as being a part of probably the most growth in any freshwater tournament series is coming into the catfish market. And I think a lot of that, Luke, you know, when you go to someone's body of water to fish for catfish, you never know if you're going to get a bite from a 2-pound fish or a 25-pound fish, or in the case of in your area, like at Lake Tawakoni, it may be a 75-pound fish. So the excitement is always there when you're fishing for catfish. And from the tournament situation, it creates a chance, an opportunity for a novice fisherman to go out and get that lucky bite of the day and actually win the tournament because of such a large fish that's possible. When we deal with crappie and with bass and even with walleye, the difference in a mediocre fish, say a crappie is a pound, and a huge fish is 2.5 pounds.
Right.
So that's only a pound and a half variance. But in catfish, you might catch a 2-pounder, and the next bite you catch a 35. So it's
yeah,
that's
man.
The I think that is the main thing that we see that brings more new faces into the catfish tournament market, because it's anybody's game. And you know, there's more and more people in the catfish products market that are stepping up to the plate and developing new and better products. You and I have grown up with B&M poles in the crappie market. Well, now, in fact, 2 years ago, B&M had a line of catfish poles developed. Now they've expanded that line into a Magnum series. So we're seeing things like that. Lumacraft boats, you know, designing bigger live wells and things like that. They're catering to the catfishermen. And this was never the case before.
No, we always, you know, makeshift whatever we had to fish with. But, you know, I did not know the B&M, my goodness, they make the best crappie for years they've made, in my opinion, some of the best crappie poles in the world. So they're making a catfish pole. I've got to learn more about these.
Well, they're called the Silver Cat series. Fantastic pole. Give old Jack Wells a call down there and talk to him about them. But they're really moving fast through our tournament anglers.
Wow. Well, the Cabela's King Cat tournament is coming close by, right up here.
It won't be long.
Yeah, Lake Tawakoni. Give the dates, and we're going to talk much more about this. And I've been mentioning it to our folks, on our listeners, to get to plant the seed, to get ready. But what's the dates for the Cabela's King Cat tournament there at Lake
Tawakoni? It will be on March 1st. That's first Saturday in March, and we'll kick it off with registration and a little seminar the evening before, and that'll be at the City Park right there in West Tawakoni. It's on Quinlan Parkway, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Right on the main drag in West Tawakoni. Can't miss the park. Beautiful area. But we'll have a little meeting there, and we'll start signing in late registration. 81 is eligible to fish that. You come in, you sign in anywhere from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the evening. And then we'll have a short meeting after 7 o'clock. Get about there by quarter to 8 or so. And then we'll fish the next day, March 1st, anywhere on Lake Tawakoni they'll actually be able to put in. We allow them to use multiple ramps. That way everyone has an opportunity to get to their favorite spot as quickly as anyone else. Mm-hmm. Whether they have a 25-horse motor or a 250-horse motor really doesn't matter in our tournaments, because it's equal opportunity for everyone. And, you know, the tournaments kick off. Tawakoni is normally our first or second tournament in the season. This year it is the second, right behind Santee Cooper. And they're all going to be qualifiers for something brand new. It's never been talked about, to be honest with you, Luke. We have expanded our tournaments now. I think last year we were 40 miles south of the Canadian border with our most northern tournament, and all the way down south with the southern tournaments. And it's created a situation that for our classic, our Cabela's King Cat Classic, the anglers were having to drive sometimes 25 hours. So now we have divided that championship into an east and west. And any angler that qualifies for a championship tournament, which we will qualify the top 20 teams at Tawakoni to go forward to the championship, they can attend the championship of their choice. One will be up in Quad Cities area on the Mississippi River in Iowa. The other will be down in East Tennessee on Tennessee River, I believe, is the final location that just signed on that. And both of those will be in September, so they'll have a lot of time to prepare. And both of those locations, luckily, will be a similar situation to the techniques that will be implemented at Tawakoni. They're going to be fishing for big blue cat just like they will right there at home. And, you know, last year, Tawakoni had 236 pound, I believe I'm correct, I'm within a pound there, total weight for five fish for the winners. That was that broke all records. That was just fantastic. In fact, it held the record. We had a 235 close behind that at Metropolis, Illinois, on the Ohio River later in the season. But that 236 was the heaviest five fish weight ever weighed.
Well, I remember that, Darrell. Folks, we are visiting with Mr. Darrell Van Bachter, who's the president of Cabela's King Cat Tournaments. Yeah, I remember that, Darrell. And you know, folks listening here to KETR can hear us all over Northeast Texas. I guess Lake Tawakoni would be right in the middle of the signal, but folks are listening all over, and we're all fortunate to live so close to such a catfish play, you know, lake. I mean, Tawakoni is coming from you, Darrell, that's saying something. I mean, you've told me many times you rate Tawakoni right up at the top as far
definitely
as a trophy top blue catfish place, right?
Definitely, yes. And it has been. You know, it's an ongoing population. It's not just a freak occurrence to come to Tawakoni and catch a big fish. It's something that you can do on a very regular basis. And so the lake is very fertile, has a tremendous population of those big fish. And, of course, it's all catch and release. Everything caught by our anglers will go back into the water at the end of the day. We're very proud of that. And, you know, we always ask the anglers take good care of that fish during the day, and then we'll take good care of him at the weigh-in, get him back in the water.
Exactly, and I know that you folks do just that. One thing that always has amazed me, especially at Lake Tawakoni, Darrell, is the shallow water bite in the cold weather under certain circumstances. You down at Tawakoni, and this is not secret knowledge. I think everybody that every serious catfisherman down at Tawakoni knows this, but you can let a south wind blow for the magic number is 3 days. Have a warming trend right now in January or whenever. You let a south wind blow for 3 days and let it get up to the air temperature up in the 60s or maybe or low 70s. That the shad up on that north bank in water as shallow as 3 feet, 2.5 feet, the shad stack up in there, and I have caught some fishing with some really good guides down there. I have caught some big blue catfish in water 2.5 foot deep.
Exactly.
That's amazing. You know, you think, well, it's cold, but the catfish are opportunistic feeders, and if there's a feed trough of gazillions of shad stacked up, and the water's beginning to warm just a little bit, a degree or two in that shallow water, they'll be there, won't they?
That's exactly right. And, you know, that the south wind is the key to everything. When you've got that south wind, not only is it warming the temperature of the water, but it's also pushing the plankton and zooplankton, Dalphia, all those microscopic organisms onto that north shore for the bait fish, for the shad to feed on. So the shad take advantage of not only the food supply being there, but a little bit warmer water, and get up there in those shallows and just have a big time, and the catfish follow them right on in.
You bet. You know, Bill Dance is a regular on one of the radio shows I do, Catfish Radio. And Bill, he points that out pretty frequently. It's not the wind, Luke, that pushes that bait fish up there. Of course, most of us, old school, you know, we've learned, okay, that wind pushes the bait. He said it's the zooplankton. The reason they're there, the shad are there to eat, but the wind doesn't push them there, does it, Darrell?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It just, all that's doing is moving the food supply that the bait like to eat, and the bait will automatically come right into it.
And I'm sure that a degree or two warmer water, even, you know, this time of the year, catfish have got a lot of sensory organs on their body. I imagine they pick up on that.
Oh, yes, you know, no doubt about it. And 1 or 2 degrees is a lot of increase when you're dealing with cooler water.
It is. Well, Darrell, I would like you to do this. I'd like you to connect everybody with the website. I think it's King Cat USA.
That is correct. That's correct. It's King Cat, and cat is with a K. That's KingKatUSA.com. And, of course, they check us out on Facebook. Leave us some information there. We'll be glad to get information to you.
Mm-hmm.
All of our rules, regs, everything is on the website as well. And, of course, they're welcome to give us a call at 270-395-6774. I'll be glad to get a brochure out to you. Color brochures will be printed in the next couple of weeks, and sometime middle of the month, middle of January, they should be in place around the lake.
Well, Darrell, I really appreciate you being with us, and I'm going to get you back and maybe give some catfishing tips, more information as we get closer to the tournament. How about
Luke, that? We always look forward to it.
Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com, made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.